Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Scott Yeager, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. We're talking about the Navigable Waters Protection Act in just a moment. Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, early in the fiscal year, you rolled out a significant digital marketing campaign. How's it going?
Well, absolutely. We kicked off a 10-month digital marketing campaign in November featuring YouTube and Google search advertising. Now, the YouTube campaign showcased inspirational videos focused in on all things beef, from its nutrition, versatility, the people that raise beef. The Google search campaign, as you might imagine, focused on driving consumers to our website for information such as recipes and beef cooking tips. So, at the midway point of the campaign, 136 days in, we are absolutely thrilled with the results of we have had more than 3.6 million engagements, which includes video views and clicks to our website. The campaign has resulted in 6.9 million impressions for beef, which is essentially the number of times consumers were exposed to our content.
And this digital marketing campaign continues through September. Learn more about how the checkoff's working for you at oklabeef.org. Click on Cattleman's Corner. We are now across the finish line when it comes to the new Navigable Waters Protection Rule as developed by the Trump administration. President Trump ran on a campaign promise to get rid of WOTUS, the Waters of the U.S. rule from the President Obama era. He nominated Scott Pruitt to be his Environmental Protection Agency administrator, and Pruitt got to work on getting rid of WOTUS. Scott Pruitt gave way to Andrew Wheeler. Wheeler continued the efforts to move WOTUS out to pasture. That happened. A new rule has been developed, and as of last Monday, it's the law of the land. Scott Yeager with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association says it's nice to be finished.
It's a done deal. So as of June 22nd, Navigable Waters Protection Rule is effective law in 49 states. So that means that is the rule that is on the books and is being implemented on the ground. And you're absolutely right. There has been so many steps to this administrative process, and every step it seems like we're one step closer, but does that mean that we can start acting accordingly? And this is the point now where people can start complying with the new law, meaning that the new Trump rule is in place. It means that there is restricted federal jurisdiction under the Clean Water Act by virtue of pulling out those unnecessary waters and that pulling back the overreach and providing some additional exclusions for farmers and ranchers. So that's now effective in every state except Colorado. So we're there. That's the last step in the process. It's a done deal. Go out there and enjoy the new Trump water rule because it's in your backyard now.
Scott Yeager says that with this new rule now in place, there's one huge difference between the Obama era WOTUS, the Waters of the U.S. rule, that was repealed by the Trump administration, and the new Navigable Water Protection rule.
There's one really big clear area of this new rule, and that is if you had an ephemeral feature on your property, that is not under federal control anymore. An ephemeral feature is a waterway that conveys water from a rainstorm or a snow melt or another precipitation event. So if you have a feature on your property that's only conveying water after a storm event, that is no longer under the federal government's control. And that was a huge shift and a huge win on this new rule. So that is clear. So you can count those out if you got those on your property. Now, when you get past that, it does get a little more granular, it gets a little more technical. And that's an area where you're going to have to take a close examination of the new rule and understand better what may or may not be a federal water. Certainly things like oceans and territorial seas are WOTUSes. So if you've got the ocean in your backyard, that's a WOTUS. Now, if you've got a major river that has barges on it and transporting containers, that's clearly a traditionally navigable water. That is a WOTUS. Now, when you get upstream of those big features, that's when it starts getting a little more complicated. So if you've got a ranch property and there's some small features on it that you're not sure if it's just moving water during a rain event or after a rain event, or maybe it's more than that, those are the situations that are going to be more tricky, going to be more technical, where you're going to have to take a closer look at it and perhaps reach out to your local Cattlemen's Association to get guidance on how to go about working that piece of your land.
Scott Yeager saying that the Navigable Water Protection Rule is now the law of the land, but that doesn't mean that we're totally done and we can put it up on the shelf and not have to revisit it anymore.
The case in point is now it's in court. So it is now effective law, but it's being challenged by a multitude of environmental groups in blue states And that's where we find ourselves today, defending the Trump administration's rule in various courts throughout the United States.
NCBA Scott Yeager, you've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Hi, my name is Leanne Vanderlaan, a dairy farmer from Oklahoma. While many things have changed in the years, one thing remains. Dairy farmers are still dedicated to providing the safest, most wholesome, and delicious food and beverage for my family and yours. This commitment makes the farm a great place to be. I wouldn't trade my job for anything else. Join me and celebrate all things dairy this National Dairy Month. Learn more about local dairy farms at DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.